Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
WCPD. Yeah. Good morning, Phil, and how are you? Yeah, I'm on my way over there as well, and then I have to go to Skywarn training. Oh, what time is that? That's at 10 a.m. over at MISD, out there by Garfield and Hall Road area. Okay, and you'll have time for breakfast and get there in time, I presume? Yeah, quick breakfast and run out the door and I'll be able to make it in time. What's going on here? What are you doing here on I-75? Ooh, they got, they're 14 miles down to one lane. What? I guess I'm getting off at 14 mile. Come to a complete standstill. Anyways, I don't know what they're doing. Okay, what's you doing? Phone call? There's some JP or standing by. Sean, you up? W-A-F-U. There you are. Oversleep? No, overgrown. Hey, man, I had to come down to Quinter because the I-75 is all backed up for some construction. This road is between 13 and 14. Wow. They can do something about this?
It's on my list of things to do. Where are you at? You still on the road?
Yeah, I'm just... Let's see, this... I think I'm passing your street here in a moment.
Alright, I'm running through the parking lot at Starbucks. If it doesn't look too bad, I'm gonna get a cup. But it already looks too bad, so I'll probably just cut through the lot and see you there in a minute.
Alright, well, you can get your coffee. We'll go wait.
Nobody ever waits, man. Let's see, what do they got? They got 5 cars in line. Nah, I'm gonna skip it.
See, you still haven't replaced the Windy sign yet. So you don't think this gas station is gonna be a sheet, huh?
No, I'm positive it's going to be a sheet. You talking about 12 in the corner there?
Yeah, last week you said you weren't so sure it was.
No, I was talking about 14 and Ryan. 14 and Ryan, they're tearing down another great big drugstore and taking the whole corner. And that one's been moving at a little different pace and just has a different feel about it. I've been by many... Well, a few of these sheets while they're under construction, and they seem to have the same MO, and this one feels a lot different. So I don't, it looks like a sheet site, but I'm thinking.
All right, just pulling in. So let's be sure to see you inside. Okay, Peter.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
NAPDZ Mobile. WRO Richmond, also mobile. Good morning, Mike.
Tim, top of the morning to you. How you doing today? Happy Saturday.
Yes, sir. Happy Skywarn training day. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Heading there and bringing some stuff to show you and Dave and John. Pretty excited about. So can't wait to get there and show you stuff.
Alrighty, sounds intriguing. I printed up a few cards with Uncle Sam on it for recruitment purposes, so let's see what happens. I will see you there, sir. N-A-W-R-O. I will be listening, though.
Sounds good. We'll see you there, Tim. Drive safely. November 8, Victor Delta Zulu, monitoring, mobile.
Copy your last mic, N8WRO.
Good morning, 0900 hours, cloudy, 49 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Which way is that avenue go? Shoot 12 over to Grosbeck and up?
That's got to be going to Mound.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Wonder what route it's going to have you go.
Mound is to Metro. Grosbeck.
Yeah, that's the same route I take, except for I just run up to Quinter. So, makes sense.
Ooh, the sheet's at 12 and Mound is 345.
Wow. So here's the trick. There's a Meyer kitty corner from it. And the Meyer is matching price with them. So if you get points for shopping at Meyer's, you can apply that to the Sheets pricing that they're competing with. I ended up getting it for $2.95 last week.
Yeah, I see. I just went by it. I see that.
Damn, I just filled up yesterday. I would have stopped.
Yeah, because I think you get 10 cents from Meijer no matter what, but if you've got any points accumulated, you can get, you know, 50 cents, even a dollar off.
Yeah, I don't know how many M perks I've got. I don't know how many you need to get discounts.
Every 1,000 gets you a dime. I don't think they stop. I know you can get 10 off, 20 off, 50 off. I'm not sure if there's 30, 40. But I know there's a 10 off, a 20 off, a 50 off, and a dollar off. I'm not sure if they honor any of the points in between. But every 1,000 gets you a dime.
So if you just hit $1,000 and got the 10 cent thing, let's say you spent $1,001, so you got 10 cents on that. So you pull up, and you've got a 100-gallon tank. Do you get 10 cents off on all 100 gallons?
If you've got 10,000 points, and I've done it a few times, you get a dollar off on all 100 gallons. Yes.
Well, that's a good deal. Let's see. So that's how much you spend at Meijer's. The thing is, I don't shop that much at Meijer's. I don't have a lot of points, I don't think. I'm alongside one of these manufactured cars that has the front and the rear all covered up. You can't tell what it is. I wonder what it is. What are these structures on ground 14 mile? They just look like tower sections, rusty tower sections. That's supposed to be decorative?
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Select. The rusty antenna tower sections is just some sort of a redecoration thing. Not that I understand it any more than you probably would.
Yeah, and they actually paid money for that to somebody, I'm sure. Oh, well. It's like out in Southfield, they got along Northwestern Highway, they got these red poles all over the place, and everybody scratches their head about that. And there's a spoof ad that somebody made about, the Michigan campaign, Pure Michigan, and it says, come visit Michigan. And come see whatever this is. And they showed a picture of that other thing in Southfield. Yeah, the station I just checked in, what's your name? Mine's Phil. I don't think I've heard John before.
I am Darren.
Hey, Darren. What was your call again?
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
ATQ, very good, Darren. Obviously fairly new in the hobby, I guess. Where are you located?
I'm located in Fraser.
All right, hold on. I gotta get over here. I made a mistake here. Too soon as you let me in. No. Yeah, there we go. Okay. People are so nice. You put on a turn signal and you have to be let in and people just ignore you. So Darren, what kind of rig are you running?
TYT MD9, 390, I think it is.
Yeah, that's a good starter rig. I had one of those at one time. Definitely get you going.
And here I am, just happy that I can run the same software as my mobile radio, which is a TYC MD 9600.
Yeah. Isn't that the one that somebody's using? I think there are people that have written other firmware for it, so it does other things than it's intended to.
Yeah, there is the OpenGD 77 software, and that's why I'm running on both of my radios, which means that I have the same exact code plug on both of them, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, so what does that software give you? What can you do that you can't do with the stock software? I'm curious.
On the side of the software that I'm familiar with, one of the features that it has over the other is that you can have a talk group list for a channel, which is for a DMR-specific thing. So you can have the MI5 repeaters in your device, and you can just choose the up and down arrow to choose which talk group you want to talk on. That's the big one that I'm aware of. I don't necessarily know the original stock firmware all that well.
All right, yeah. I remember when the Anytone came out, that's why I sold my TYT and got the Anytone, because it did a lot of those things that you had to upgrade the firmware to get, but it was already built into the Anytone. So, kind of like that. But, yeah, it's a good solid radio. I'm back. Phone call? Kinda.
Hi, Beck. I'm Darren.
Well, I'm Sean. Darren, how are you? But, yeah, no, I was over on 800 with Wally and Dave at the Skywarn training, so just had some bitness to discuss. So, where you at? I'm at 16 and Mount. You got to be already on 16.
Yeah, I'm, let's see, what am I coming up to? Is this Shaner? No, I don't know, maybe. Just went under the power line.
All right, so you're out ahead of me a couple, so you'll still have to wait for a few for me to bring up the rear. I'm just coming up, just going over the railroad tracks between Mountain and Mandate. Go ahead, Darren.
So, Sean, was that the Skywarn training that was held at the MIS building by any chance?
Correct. Yeah, the guys are there for the 10 o'clock Skywarn training at Macomb ISD.
Well, I have things to do, so I'll talk to you all later. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
Okay, well, nice hearing from you, Darren. Welcome aboard. All right, just passing by the music festival here.
I'm just going through Van Dyke. There's a state trooper just out ahead of the crowd here, so everybody's doing, you know, five under. So, going to try to, unless it's an imposter, could be a whacker. Looks like a real state trooper. I don't know.
Oh, Tom, is that you?
1000 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees.
Not wrong color. This one's state trooper blue. Now I've lost him. Where in the hell did he go? I saw him just out ahead of me. God darn it. Now he's got me nervous.
Look behind you.
It's kind of a lesson I taught my kids when I was driving. I said, you know, you should always be aware of the cars around you, and all of a sudden you don't see one that you did a moment ago. You got to start looking in all your mirrors, you know, where to go, because it could be in your blind spot or somewhere. Oh, defensive driving is, and just situational awareness is something that it has to be taught. And my daughter, the situation, not so much driving, but just in general, you know, situational awareness needs some help. But there he is. He finally popped out. He was out ahead of me in the center lane here. And it's one of the Chargers. So it's not one of the big SUVs, so that's probably why I wasn't seeing him. But I got an eyeball on him now as I'm approaching Freedom Hill. Okay, Pierre. Yeah, that's true. I mean, they don't teach that enough or whatever, or at all. It's important. Like, I've often asked people, like, do you ever, like, notice, like, I'm passing an intersection right now, and there's a crosswalk with a, you know, with a symbol, a white symbol for people to cross. I said, do you ever notice, like, do you ever pay attention to, like, if that's flashing red, that the light's probably going to change on you real quick? Yeah. Well, he was saying, no, I never noticed. And I said, well, you know, that's something you should. Wait, I missed what you were referring to. You talk about the walk, don't walk street signs? Is that what you're referring to? Yeah, even though for pedestrians, it's giving you an indication of what's about to happen with the light ahead of you. So, you know, I'm very aware of that. When I see that, whether I pay very close attention whether those are white or red or flashing, you know, it's important information. Oh, no, I agree. I just didn't miss what you were talking about. That's why I assumed that's what you were talking about. It made sense with what you were saying. Yeah, and I always tell my kids, don't watch the car in front of you. Watch the 10 cars in front of you. Because those brake lights come on way up ahead of you. Guess what? You're going to have to brake coming in a moment or so. I do remember being taught that when I was in driver's training. I remember they said, aim high in your steering. That was what they said.
Well, that is so true. I took this, you know, high-performance class out in Arizona, and there was a thing where you had approach, you took off at full speed, 70 miles an hour, three lanes opened up, all three had green lights on them, and at the last second, two of them would go red, and you had to steer into the one that was still green. And they told you, if you stare at the lights in front of you, you will screw up every time. You should keep your eyes way ahead of this like building that was in the distance, and let your peripheral vision direct you. And it's amazing how true that is.
I'll tell you one that's really important for motorcycles, and it applies in high-speed automotive as well, but it's really critical in motorcycles, is you got to look where you want to go, not what you're trying to avoid. That's a big mistake people make. They look at what they're trying to avoid and run right into it. You got to look where you want to be, not what you want to miss.
That's very true. Yeah, because you'll head right toward it if anything. Yeah, like I had to teach my wife, you know, about something. You know, when we were driving like in back roads on trips and stuff, she was like erratic. And then I said, "Where are you looking when you're driving?" You know, and she says, "Oh, we're like right in front of the car." And I said, "No." I said, "Look, you should be looking down the road." And once she got that concept, she's well, it's amazing how much better driver she is.
Yep, the brain can take care of the near stuff, as long as you're not tailgating or doing reckless, you know, as long as you leave ample room. You know, the other thing I do is when I have to be, like, in a crowd of cars, I get all white-knuckled, because if anybody screws up, there's almost nothing you can do. So if I'm passing through a crowd, I can't wait to get past it and be on it. And once I'm out ahead of it, then I can relax and I can stay in that happy place forever. But if I come back up to another group, you know, all a little clustered up, you know, especially when the weather's foul, and it's like I'm just white-knuckled till I can get beyond that little cluster of cars, you know, and then I can relax. And so that's, you know, just I don't like traveling with the pack. It's just fatiguing, makes me white-knuckle.
Well, I'm 100% the same way. Or if you are, I hate it when somebody, or even like on expressway, and they just pace you in your blind spot or right alongside you. They cannot stand that. You know, I will race ahead to get away. I want to have an opening if I have to maneuver. You know, I'm always thinking about that. So, like I said, I'm probably one of the few people out there who actually uses all my mirrors constantly. I'm constantly cleaning my mirrors. And it saved me a couple times. One time I was stopped at a light, and I had to be looking in my rearview mirror, and there was a guy coming at me that if I didn't take some action, he was going to crane me, and I probably wouldn't be here today. And I just jumped out through a red light the turnaround people were going very slow, and I just jumped out into the intersection, causing them to stop, but gave enough room for the guy to get around me. And, you know, because I was aware. If I hadn't been looking, it would have been a whole different story.
All righty. Just turned northbound on Grosbeck, so I'm, I don't know, maybe five or so out.
All right. I'm just passing that building we were in. The road department building, contact.
Yep, you're just out ahead of me a little bit, so very good. We'll see you when I get there.
Alrighty, see you in the parking lot. Whoa, units, these apartments, what, the apartment or condos on the right? Yeah, those ugly. Oh, here's a Mr. Car Wash. I've got a thing for them. Oh, I got a sticker for them for a couple months. They afford it for $5 a month. If it wasn't drizzling, I would probably run through that. Anyways, KPR.
Yeah, they tore down the Burger King, and there was a restaurant that was there that we liked that had a fire, and they tore that down, and now the that car wash, and then just north of it, that little strip mall went up in their place. I don't know if any, is there anything in the little strip mall yet? I'm not sure. I think there might have been a Savvy Slider or something like that.
Okay, what's with the big crane?
You'll see.
Oh, okay. Wow, that wasn't there last time I looked. That was here. Made a lot of progress.
Thing is going up fast as you can wag your finger, man. That thing's just going up.
All right, just turning in here. That's going to be the new jail, is that it?
Not precisely. That's going to be the Central Intake and Assessment Center. And while it does have a lot of bed will be an extension of. It's not going to be the jail, per se. The jail will remain that tower that you see, you know, there, and that new stuff is all the central intake and assessment center. So there you have it.
They need that big of space for that? Wow. All right. I'm just pulling it in here and parking lot. KPR.
See you inside. All right. I just turned on to the little side street coming in the back way, so I'll be there in a minute. Hello, Jerry. How you doing?
Pretty good. Headed to Napa to get an oil filter. My car's screaming for oil change. Hey, I sent Dakota a 3D printed plan for a new antenna, a service antenna.
Connected to CMN Network.
I heard you sent Dakota a 3D printed, and I didn't quite make out what it was. It was a, you're kind of broken up there, but I am about one transmission away from destinated.
Yeah, it was for a loop antenna, and then you add aluminum parts to it to make the capacitor part work. But, so anyway, I sent it to him, so it didn't come from a scammer or anything like that.
Gotcha. Alrighty, cool. I'm sure he'll enjoy that. But I am here. I got pretty pressed for time, so I'm going to say 7-3, and we'll catch you later. Enjoy your day. W8FU.
Definitely do that. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 49 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 49 degrees.
NHVDZ from KEAWUO. This is KEAWUO. I didn't catch what you said, but I heard my call sign.
Where are you located?
I am in Warren. Who am I speaking with?
I'm speaking with Jay. Jay in Detroit.
Do you have a call sign there, Jay?
I do, but I guess you didn't hear me. It's NHWJL.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right. How's it going? Hanging in there. Enjoying this weather we have on the weekend now that we're all not working.
I don't know if it's all that lovely. You know, we just got some rain and from what I was hearing from the weather, man, it's supposed to get cold again.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a bummer. You know, it just figures I work all week, and it's 70 degrees and sunny and beautiful, and then I get the weekend, and it's rainy and cold. Yeah, and I was being sarcastic about how nice it was, but yeah, it does look like the forecast is got a lot of highs around the 50s. For this upcoming week. It's like maybe early in the week we still are a little bit on the warm side, but as the week goes on, it cools off. That is a bummer.
Yeah, Roger. I'm kind of curious. When was you licensed, when you first was licensed there? Yeah, because it sounded like you had to You're at the bottom of the E's, the KEAs. If you mind me asking, what was your license?
Yeah, so my license, I think it was December 5th, 2024. I think that's when I got my technician. I'm looking in QRZ to get the exact date, but I think that could be when I got my general. Yeah, I don't know. I've had it for like 2 or 3 years. It hasn't been terribly long. But sort of learned a lot along the way. And then even before I had my license, I was very, intrigued by RF. I have years of, you know, playing with RTL, SDRs, and other various SDR-related items that I learned a lot on, and always been a fan of radio, and I dabbled a little bit with CB before I got into ham radio, but I very quickly found CB was like just a waste of time and money. You know, it's you were really never really you know, could carry on a normal conversation on CB, and it's just full of a lot of just awful stuff. And I don't want to bring the CB stuff here, but yeah, I found ham radio is a night and day difference. I also got into GMRS for a quick hot minute. I think I got my GMRS right after I got my ham ticket. And I really liked it for a while, but then I kind of found my place over here at the ham side. What about you? You've been in there for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been in the hobby for quite a while. I like you, I started in CV many years ago, back in the 70s. I'm going to tell you my age, but then all of a sudden, I had a 8-band radio. I don't know if you're familiar with the 8-band radios, but the 8-band radios was sort of like listen to the police, but it's before the scanners came out, and you tune in the Detroit police, and you tune in all the other local police and this and that before they went to scanners and stuff like that. So I was turning the knob on one end of the police van, which around let's see, what was it? The police van around end of the 174 part of the band, 174 dot whatever. And I started listening to ham, didn't know what it was. But I was listening to some guys talking, and they had all this voice code and everything. And I overheard one of the guys says, are you going to the swap? And, I listened, and I said, well, let me go up there, because it was at Hazel Park. I said, let me go up there and see what it's all about. I told my friends, and then that's how we discovered ham radio. So my friends, they were easily got their license real quick, because they had those, most of them is in the music, and they had those musical ears, so they could get that Morse code quick. Well, it took me a while to get it when they had no code. So that's where I was at. And I got my license in 92, but my friends, they had their license like in the 80s, right?
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Gotcha, okay. So yeah, you've definitely been around for a while, and you were interested in ham even back when Morse code was still on the ticket. And that would have been a big hurdle for me. I imagine that once they made it possible for people to get onto ham without Morse code, you probably got a lot more ham radio operators. It is it's on my bucket list of things to do. I'd like to learn Morse code just because I think it would be, so it would be good to know. Kind of a lost art, and it's kind of a rite of passage too. I probably will try to get learn Morse code before I go to Extra, just because I think that goes with the rite of passage. But yeah, okay, well, very good. And it's crazy to think, back in the day that there was really just kind of 8 channels that people would monitor, and how far we've come since then, especially as ham radio people. I'm sure back then they were doing more than just the 8 bands, but if that's what your scanner had, then that's what you were listening to. But very cool. Yeah, that would be interesting times to be listening to Detroit Police back then. And I'll bet the contrast between the 70s and now is, I suppose it's probably not very awesome. What we hear on there now is probably would be shocking to those guys back in the 70s.
Yeah, Roger. Well, like I said, back in those days, the 8-band radio, it was like tuning at a knob. You tune in the frequency you tune. Scanners came out, and this is when the scanners came out, in the early 90s maybe, late 80s, somewhere in there, scanners came out. We can plug in the crystals and listen to the police. But my 8-band radio, I could just tune in. Like I said, 8 bands. I had AM and FM. I had shortwave 1, shortwave 2. That's 4. Police 1, police 2, which is the Detroit police and the local police would be on police 2. And the police 1 would be the local police, I mean the low band police, like state police at that time. State police have whip antennas, long whip antennas. And they used to be, you know, mostly on the freeways in Detroit and so on. But then as time went on, Detroit, I mean, all of them went up on 800 megahertz. I remember that when they first got up on 800 megahertz there. So it was, to me, it was pretty exciting. From what I hear, they're gonna have it where you cannot listen to police, period. Because right now, some of their frequencies are encrypted. But pretty soon, from what I hear, they're gonna start with cities like Chicago, San Francisco, and something that we will not be able to listen to on their radio.
KE8WUO. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too. I know Oakland County is already, you know, gone encrypted, and I've heard rumblings of quite a few other counties right on the brink of it. So I'm sure it's just a matter of time before they do that. And probably for the best, but it's going to be sad to see it go. But yeah, it's kind of interesting, you know, their progression. You know, like you said, they switched to 800 megahertz, and then they had a good run on that for a long time, and they're still on it, but they're finally going to start encrypting, and I don't think, I know it would be illegal to try to break that encryption key, so you don't want to do that, but once they go encrypted, it's probably never going to go back, you know, so it's kind of the end of an era of unencrypted police comms. So it's pretty interesting. It's a little sad, you know, but there's a lot of strange, evil, nefarious people out in the world nowadays, and so I can kind of understand why they would want to do that. And so
well, once upon a time, I could, me and my friends, we could listen to all the government frequencies and Detroit police and all that stuff. And at one time, I could listen to the FBI, the DEA, and even the president's motorcade. This would be called Rojai. I could listen to Air Force One coming in and all that stuff. At that time, it was encrypted, but they encrypted real quick, like, when they came out with the programmable scanners. And I'll never forget, this man was selling the programmable scanners, the Bearcat, he's called it the Bearcat 220, the Bearcat 250, the Bearcat 310, and he just programmed the frequencies then. Well, I was youngsters back then, and my friend had told me, and we were all into scanners and stuff when they first came out, especially the programmable scanners. And my friend said, hey, guess what? They got a scanner, and you could just program the frequencies in now. I thought he was crazy. What do you mean, program the frequencies? Those crystals there, they go out of business. You know, those crystals you plug in the scanner, they were like $5 a piece. He said, well, I'll take you down there and I'll show you. So he took me to this one place that sold scanners in Livonia. He had all kind of different scanners, and the guy told me, even the FBI had came to his store and said, hey, you can't do that. And he said, by rules, by the FCC, part 95 or something like that, that he could do that. So, but the FBI never came back. But they were the first ones to encrypt, you know, their stuff where you could not hear them. You could hear all other governments. I had a government book that had every government frequencies in there, but all that stuff, like the Border Patrol, and I used to listen to them. Listening to the Detroit police and all that stuff became boring to me when I could listen to the government.
Yeah, it's pretty wild what we used to get away with. But all right, well, I just got home. We had some Skywarn training today, and that went well. And I'm going to jump inside and work on some ARPSC stuff and try to knock some stuff out. But it's great talking to you, Jay. I will probably catch you on the next one, but this is KE8WUO. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, KE8WUO. Well, thanks for coming back to me and let me know. I guess I forgot your name that quick. That's the way it goes when you get as old as I am, start losing memory there. So have a good day, and before you go, how's the weather out there?
So the name is John. I don't think I mentioned that, so my apologies. Right now it looks like it's 53 degrees and just real cloudy. Everything looks to be mostly dry. I don't really see anything too crazy, but yeah, pretty calm. Couple mile an hour wind on the flag here, but other than that, can't really complain.
Okay, John. Well, thanks for giving me that weather report. Cause it was pouring down last night, the night before last. So I just kind of wanted. All right, have a good one. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
All righty, 73 is KE8WUO. Take care.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Oh, really?
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy, 50 degrees.
K8YDR, listening.
Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
K8UWY looking for a signal report.
K8UWI, NAWRO, Macomb County, got you loud and clear over here, sir.
You're connected to CMN Network.
We got Mike, K8UWY, calling off a Flint repeater in Genesee County. So I'm glad you got me loud and clear, just using a handheld.
Yeah, copy that. Little crackle on that last one, but you're making it through the network, through Central Michigan, and then over here to Macomb. So good signal, sounding good. N A WRO Richmond. I'll be clear after you, sir.
Thank you much. KE8UWI out.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.